Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi, this is Alexis. I am here on Sports 101. And we were just having a little technical difficulty, and I am going to take a second and give our guest a call. Hold on just one second. Hello, this is Alexis. Do I have
Alexis,
on?
Jeff Rock here.
Perfect, perfect. Now, let me just start out by just saying I apologize for that little bump in the road. My guests are here waiting to hear what you have to say, and we're so excited. Let me go ahead and introduce you, okay?
Sounds great.
Chef Rock today, and the awesome thing about Chef Rock was I met him during the Super Bowl of Caring event. And you all know that I did that event, and we had all these amazing people there, all these celebrities and different football players and things of that nature that came out for us. But the thing that I thought stood out the most, Chef, was our Super Bowl contest, okay? I thought that was the cutest thing. I'd never seen anything like that. And so I appreciate you coming on my show because I want to talk about you and what you do and how you're connected to the NFL. And how you're connected to different players and what you used to do in the past. So first of all, I want to tell the audience, or want you to tell the audience, kind of a little bit about your experience with the NFL, and then I want to go into
sure.
what you do with your show.
Well, fantastic. You know, thanks for having me on.
Yes.
It's kind of a interesting thing. I've been a TV chef since 1986. So throughout my early career, we got on national television and, you know, we were regulars on Regis and Kathy Lee. And we ended up going
yeah.
after some of the NFL players to actually do cooking segments with for their pregame shows. So we started out with Tony Siragusa with the Ravens.
Okay.
And we did four seasons with Tony. And Tony, I have to say, Tony, he's bigger than God rest his soul, he's passed on now, but he was bigger than life. He was about 415 pounds. And
wow.
He was just a great, good Goomba, as we call it, being Italian.
Uh-huh.
And we did
yes.
segments, but he was always pulling pranks on us throughout the whole thing.
Good.
You
that's
know, and we
do.
Shot four seasons with him. He was hilarious. He was just like, yeah, my old business partner had like a little phobia thing with his hair, like don't touch my hair. And every
uh-huh.
chance Tony got, he would mess with him on the air. And they all lied. They all went live, you know. I mean, he would throw like the cheese head on it and mess up his hair. One time he mixed the coleslaw with his hands and he rubbed it all over his face. I mean, it was Tony did what he wanted to do. You know, we also did the
like
Eagles, we did the Browns, we did the Titans, we did a whole season with the Raiders, and that was the year, I don't even know what year that was. Yeah, well, Rich Gannon was quarterback at the time.
Oh, okay,
so when
they
we
were
heard
in
that
the
when
Bay
they,
Area.
Yeah,
but
exactly,
in Bay Area
so
or LA.
They have
okay.
a training camp
yeah.
up there in Oakland, yeah.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
The funniest part of that was we were shooting for the Black Silver show, and it was at their training camp. So they were still working out, and somebody spread the word there's food in the studio. So all
uh-oh.
These guys are lining up outside the door.
And yes.
they were supposed to be down there training, and the coaches are calling, hey, you're so-and-so up there. Yeah, he's supposed to be down here training. Guys got fined. And so at one point in the day, the producer said we'd take a little break. He says, and if you have to go to the bathroom, let me know because I have to walk you down there. And so we can
right.
find it. He goes, no, Al Davis is in the building.
Oh.
And you got to walk by his office. It's the weekend. If he sees you and he doesn't know who you are, he will jack you up. And I went, what?
He might shoot you.
So, he's going to jack us up. So what happened was I had to go to the bathroom and there was no producer around. So I said, come on, me and my partner, we literally crawled on the floor, army style, underneath the door jamb. We could see
that's
him sitting
funny.
At his desk. If he stood up and saw us, we were caught. We get on the other side of the door. We go, I think we made it. The producer's standing right there.
looking at you, tapping
his
toes,
you know, we're like
right?
little kids.
Oh,
you know, so
but
that
kind of
opened up the door for us. you know, with the NFL.
Yeah, no,
and then years later, I came around again where I got invited to one of the San Diego alumni meetings. Met everybody,
okay.
Started hanging out with Jim Weatherly, who also has just recently passed on. God rest his soul. And we did a TV show called Chef Rock and the Jock.
Oh, I like that. You should do that again. That would be so much fun to watch.
You know what? I have a show similar to that. What was cool was I would do some cooking with an ex-jock, and then we'd interview him. I mean, we just had a lot of fun with the show.
Yeah,
and it ran on Fox in San Diego. And so that kind of opened up the door. Then I became, believe it or not, the president of the NFL Alumni's Motorcycle Club.
Now, that had to be a story right there. So,
well, I'll tell you why, because I didn't even ride a damn motorcycle.
Oh, no. So
they voted me in.
Oh,
they go, by the way, you're the new president.
You happen to be in the right,
I go,
you happen to be in the right
I said,
place.
You know, I don't even
have
a bike.
Yeah. Well, you're a pretty big guy.
I had to go buy a motorcycle, of course, which I did. And I did, I don't know, dozens of charity runs up in L.A., San Diego, up and down. And from that, I ended up going on a lot of the Super Bowl trips to cook for the players during all their charity events. And
that
it was,
had to be a dream
was,
come true. That had to be a dream come
true. That was,
because
I got to
you.
Meet everybody.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, I mean, that
we
would
were
be
in,
amazing to me.
Alexis, we were in Dallas during that, the Ice Bowl. Remember when they had all that everything, it snowed? And Dallas is Dallas.
Do remember that.
Let's face it, they do not have plows. So we
so how'd you get out?
It snowed really. What's that? I'm sorry.
How did you get out?
Well, you know, here was what the funny thing was. They had a golf tournament set up. So all the guys show up knowing they're not going to play. It's like a foot of snow. But I had all the food. And I'm cooking, and it's all these guys like Lewis Lips, Jack Youngblood, all these old players, and they're all hungry. And I'm doing this flambéed shrimp dish, and I remember I just cooked up about 3 pounds of shrimp, and I put it on a plate, but then I was going to build these I call them, you know, shrimp Diegos. They were like a burrito, but it's all in a bowl, you know. And I turn around, and this big dude, I think you remember who he was, he grabs the whole bowl and just starts walking away and eating it like it's popcorn.
Oh,
like, dude,
wow.
What are you doing,
that
man?
That's so funny. That's so
And I said, I can't stop him now, man. The guy's on a roll. You know, I had plenty of shrimp.
Well,
but. So we hung out there for like 3-4 hours, you know, crazy.
Yeah. So tell me how you got started cooking, because we went all the way to the Raiders. And we went to the other football players, and we went to now our place, and I haven't even asked you, how did you get started cooking?
Well, you know, the funny thing is I grew up in an Italian household. Both grandparents, actually, are from different parts of Italy. One's from Sicily and one's from Naples. Two different styles.
Okay.
And growing up, I don't think I ever remember seeing those two in the same room, ever.
Wow.
Because they didn't really.
You think it was the same
person? They had different. Yeah. They were always, you come over to my house for dinner. You know, you come over to my house. So they kind of fought that
like
way. So I grew up around making homemade food. You know, we stuffed sausage. We stuffed hot peppers. They were so hot, we had to put rubber gloves on, and you stuffed them with anchovies, and you put them in oil, and you keep them for the year.
Yeah.
And it was just the way I was brought up, with homemade bread all the time, and just everything was homemade. And big
gardens.
Everything
was always so good.
So talk about comfort food. I mean, everything they made was comfort food.
Well, you know,
so
I've been to Italy.
Those, you know, I mean, it was an upbringing. It was
really
like being in Italy, you know? I mean, they didn't speak English.
Oh, the food is amazing. Much different
when
than
it's
over
made
here.
The old Italian
so
way.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot. I didn't know I wanted to be a chef at that early age, but I knew I liked hanging around the kitchen.
You hang around
to
long
get the
enough,
food
right?
And the tasting.
You're going to know how to cook all that stuff. So you didn't go to school for chef. You
I did, actually. I ended up.
Oh, okay.
I went to Johnson & Wales in Providence, Rhode Island. So I got my degree there. So I grew up in Connecticut. And I knew my love for food in high school. I knew I wanted to be a chef. And it wasn't a very glamorous job back then. There were no celebrity chefs. There were a few chefs on TV, you know, Julia Child, you know, and a few other ones. But for the most part,
like
I grew up watching, like, The Galloping Gourmet.
Yes,
you know?
I remember
Graham
the Galloping
Kerr.
Gourmet. Yes.
I actually ended up cooking with him.
That is amazing.
I had the pleasure of cooking with him one time.
That
pretty
is,
impressive.
That, you have had an amazing, amazing journey with your cooking. And, you know, the thing that was fun to me was to see you eat the other people's food that was at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're not, you know, as accomplished as you are. But they were so excited that you were there. I've talked to several of them since the event. And they were so excited. And, you know, the thing that I didn't get a chance to do was to tell them exactly how to watch you cook. And is it on YouTube or where can they find you?
So right now, you know, so for 28 years, I was known as one of the Clever Cleaver brothers, stand-up chefs cooking with comedy. So we did all these shows. After 28 years, my partner wanted to retire. We did. And then I started, my nickname was Rocky, because I used to look like him when I was younger. I also ended up boxing amateur when I was in college. So I ended up going with Chef Rock. So I ended up
getting, like Chef Rock. That's a good name.
Yeah, I like it. It's got a nice ring. So I ended up, you know, plus everybody knows me as Rock, you know, or Rocky.
Yes.
So it was a perfect fit. So I end up, I get a job over in Europe. So I'm a chef on a yacht in Monte Carlo.
I mean, you're just sickening me right now.
You know, and then I went back to school in the winter. You know, the yachts don't really run then. So I went to school. I moved to Paris, and I went to school for 3 months at La Varenne, and then in London. And I stayed on the yacht for 2 years. Then I went back to I moved to Australia, and I lived over there for a year, and I cooked in a hotel. So when I come back as Chef Rock, a buddy of mine had a ex-wife who owned a restaurant on the island of Oahu. And he said, could you go over there and straighten them out? They're ripping her off blind. She's had it for years, but she can't handle it. So I go over there like an axe man, you know, and I learned my lesson. I fire everybody all at once.
Yeah.
Because
you
got to do all their jobs.
Yes.
Plus in Hawaii, and a lot of people don't realize this, but when the waves are good, nobody comes to work.
Right.
And we were a big restaurant, you know?
Yes.
So while I'm in Hawaii, I decide that, you know, I want to get back into TV because, you know, we were doing TV for 28 years. So I took a little break, and then when I get to Hawaii, I talk with the TV station owner, the manager at the big NBC station, and he knew who I was. He goes, oh, you're one of the Clever Cleaver brothers. I've been wanting you guys on my station for years. So I started doing the Chef Rock show in Hawaii.
That's good. Okay.
So I did it for every other month. I would go back to Hawaii, and I would shoot 5 new shows. And I did that for 6 years.
That's a lot of shows.
And I had just a lot, over 100 episodes.
COVID ruined everything. Yes.
Yeah, well, I had seasons 7 and 8, and I couldn't do it because it's in Hawaii. So the good thing was I got into the world of streaming. So I got in early. So I was on Roku. And the story with Roku, real quick, if you got a – quickie moment there.
Yes.
I call Roku out of the blue, you know, and I speak with the program guy, and he goes, yeah, you know, I got 1,000 tapes sitting on my desk right now. I can't look at yours. And I go, come on, dude, I'm trying to get back on TV. And he goes, I'll tell you what, you give me 6 months and you call back on that exact 6 month day and I'll look at your tape. And I waited and I waited and I counted the days. I said, okay.
Yep.
Well, the cool thing was he looked at it and he said, yes. Now you got to get an aggregator. I go, what the hell's an aggregator? He goes, well, it's like a distributor. Oh, okay. He gives me their vendors, 6 names. I call them all. Nobody calls me back. Finally, someone calls me, and they accept my show. And I put up like 43 episodes. And now I air on 14 streamers in 10 countries.
I know.
So you can watch me.
I want anywhere, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you can watch me
on
Tubi,
Vimeo. Uh-huh.
Which one?
Stir TV.
I'm on Stir, yes.
Yeah.
So the easiest way to find me is sometimes there's so many shows on there, just go to their search engine and just type in Chef Rock, R-O-C, and I'll pop up. Here's the coolest thing. I just found out over the weekend that I'm airing on The Griot.
Oh, okay.
With 43 episodes.
I've not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's my latest one. But I'm on like Stir, Glued, Zumo, Tubi. I know there's a bunch of other ones. So it's pretty cool. So you can find me.
That is amazing. We can find you on there, because the good thing is now I could tell them. And you're in 10 countries, right? Or more.
10 countries, too. Yeah, UK, Canada, Germany, Italy. So it's spreading like wildfire.
Yes. And that is so good. You know,
so I'm
going to
be having you on my podcast. I just launched a new TV series. In fact, it was on today.
Okay.
It's called Chefs of Color. I think I told you about it.
Oh, yes, you were telling me about that. Yes, Chefs of Color.
So we're,
and you've got
so today was our 14th week.
Color?
It's four young black chefs.
Yes.
They each got 10 episodes.
Okay.
I produced it, and it runs on Fox Soul.
Okay,
Fox. I'm
on
every Wednesday at 3 p.m.
That's good. That is so good. I mean, you're giving those young chefs an opportunity to have some visibility and to grow their brand. Because I think, you know, out of all the people I've interviewed over the years, you know, I mean, I was on Fox when I was 19 and, you know, kind of stopped doing TV. I guess maybe 5 years after that, I got married and had a child and everything, all the good stuff that we work for. But here I am now, coming back around. We're doing this show. We're doing a television show. We're doing the Alexis Levi show.
Wow.
So I'm going to have to call you and figure out how I'm going to do all the streaming that you do. You have access to how many people?
Well, just alone on Vizio TV last year, I reached over 2.5 million people. That's on one of the 14 streamers.
Yeah, and that's what people want to do these days.
Pretty,
you know, content is king or queen, right?
It
so
is, and I'll have to say we're in an incredible space right now, because in the old days it was just broadcast TV that I had to sell my product to, my shows, you know?
Yes.
I mean, it was tough, you know? And it's not that it's easy now. It's just a wider reach, you know? People are looking for more program. A friend of mine called me the other day. He goes, yeah, we wanted to watch this TV show on broadcast. And when we did, we realized we can't watch the next episode for another week.
Yes.
I miss binge watching a show,
much,
you know? I watched the whole season in 2 days.
Yes. Yes, much, much different than it used to be. You know, well, Chef, we've just got a couple of minutes, so I want to make sure that you throw your phone number out there or your email so people can connect with you.
Yeah.
And if they're having trouble finding you, they can give you a call. Go ahead and give your number or your email.
Yeah, I'll give you my email. It's rock, R-O-C, at chefrock, chefroc.com. Or they can always go to chefrock.com, my website.
Your website.
And I have a page on there where they can contact me.
Great. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. And I am going to let you go and see what we can do to get some more people watching your show. Thank you so much.
Sounds great, Alexis. You take care. Always a pleasure.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye now.